Hey everybody, welcome in to Speak Up. It's Tuesday. My name is Barbara and I am so glad you're with us because we have a great show coming your way. I hope that you're all enjoying this series of programs featuring and honoring the men and women of law enforcement and our first responders who serve us every day. You know, all of my programs are recorded and available to you at your convenience at KSPT Radio, NorthIdahoRadio.com. You can find, it's easy to find and navigate to the local noon hour and then look for Speak Up and you will find all my programs. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of people. We've talked to Bonner County, the Patrol Chaplain Corps, the Ponderay Police, Idaho State Police have been on. And last week we talked to the Chief Paramedic with Bonner County EMS. Great shows, all of them. And today we're talking with Lieutenant Doug McGeechee. He is the commander with Bonner County Sheriff's Marine Division. You know, I wish we were on the water, Doug, right now instead of here, but talking about being out on the lake and out on our waterways will have to be it. And so we're looking at the services, the help, and the safety that these deputies offer all of us. So we have a lot to talk about today and actually a lot to learn today. So stay with us as we take that first break and we will be right back.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
The Hydra Steakhouse opens 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come on in for nightly specials, famous prime rib, seafood, chicken, and pasta dinners. Or swing into the lounge with a full bar, try a tasty appetizer, and check out the house-made signature cocktails, beer, and wine.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Hi, this is Lauren with Knutson Chevrolet. The Knutson Summer Kickoff event is still going on all June long. We have 14 new 2023 Chevy 2500 and 3500 HD 4x4s each with $2,500 off MSRP. Or we have a new 2023 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT for only $53,539. That's a savings of 12% off MSRP. Must trade in a 2009 or newer car, truck, or SUV, plus tax and fees after rebates. Expires June 30th. Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership since 1939 that puts customer service above all else. Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClick Drive. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet. Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for Frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, everyone, welcome in. Join me now and say hello and welcome to Lieutenant Doug McGeechee with the Sheriff's Marine Division. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks, Barbara. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. I love talking about boating and on the water, and you and your team, you get to be out there and enjoy it and keep us safe and sober, I think, a little bit, try to be. I want to talk about the division first. When did the Marine Division actually get started here?
Actually, I don't know. The Marine Division has been in existence for quite some time now, and has grown significantly over time as more people moved to the area. And, of course, as people discovered all our great waterways and come here to vacation and enjoy time here as well. So it has grown to what is the largest Marine Division in the state.
Really? Yes. Well, that shouldn't actually surprise us because, you know, Lake Pend'Oreille is so huge. And then we've got the rivers and Priest Lake. And really, there are a lot of places that people can boat and enjoy.
Oh, yeah, we have over 119,000 boatable acres in Bonner County. So there's an enormous amount of water. We have by far the most of anywhere in the state, and some pretty diverse waters as well. Of course, you know, we've got Lake Pend'Oreille, which is just a massive lake and great to be out there, but can be significantly affected by weather, and you don't want to get caught out there in a storm. And of course, Priest Lake is just beautiful. The river's great as well. But the Clark Fork River, you know, completely different experience.
The Pack River, Priest River.
So, yeah, a lot of different waterways that we have to try to deal with and keep people safe on.
Well, how many team members do you have in the Marine Division then?
So currently there's 12 of us, including myself. So myself and two sergeants, we work year round, and then the remainder are seasonal deputies. Ideally, we'd like to have 17 members. So we are definitely short staffed, and it affects our ability to be able to staff boats and be out there as much as we'd like. But the members that we have are highly committed, and they do a wonderful job. They're here to serve and really enjoy what they do out there.
Do you have the budget for 17, but you just can't find the people with the skill sets you're looking for?
Yeah, I do have the budget to be able to hire those folks. It's a challenging position, though, because since it's seasonal, you have to sort of be at that time in your life where that sort of work will work out for you and your family. And it's also a law enforcement job. So all of my deputies go through the same background process and a lot of the same testing processes that a deputy would go through to work in patrol or in the jail. And so the standards are very high. Qualifications to get the job are very high. And it's hard to find a lot of people. You know, this is an issue in law enforcement in general, but becomes a little bit more exacerbated by the seasonal nature of the job.
Right. So you are probably looking for people who already have law enforcement experience. They're not necessarily new to that. They may be new to a Marine Division and serving in that capacity, but they have already law enforcement experience or paramedic or something.
So law enforcement experience is great. Definitely can be helpful for someone coming into this job, but it's not required by any stretch. I have several people who are retired law enforcement officers from other states who work for us, but I also have a couple of retired firemen who work for me, and they're continuing on in that public safety. We have a retired Coast Guard warrant officer that joined us last year. This year, I brought on a retired a police officer from California, as well as a retired colonel from the Air Force. In the past, I've had smoke jumpers from the Forest Service work for us. One of my members spent about 50 years, including some time in high school, in the grocery business. So I have all kinds of different folks out there that just have all kinds of different backgrounds. And the common theme, though, among my staff is they just want to serve.
Yes, I was just going to say there is a common theme that's going through that thread. They want to serve. And to me, the way I always say it, they have that warrior guardian thing in them, DNA. I think it's just in your DNA to move into these areas. And by the way, I'd love to talk to that smoke jumper about smoke jumping. I'll put that on my follow-up list.
Yeah, some pretty good stories, for
sure. I can only imagine. And so you're 12 looking for 17. If anybody's interested, they can just give a call to the Sheriff's Department, Marine Division, and see what's what may be available or not until next year.
Yeah, they certainly could, but unfortunately, because of the background process, if I were to start a background on someone today, we probably wouldn't get them done in time to be able to work this year.
Okay.
So I typically will do my backgrounds in the off season and have people ready to come on before we start to roll into the boating season, which starts to ramp up for us in about April. Mm-hmm. We send people to the Marine Academy where they learn how to law enforcement skills. They learn about boating laws and safe boat operations. And then we do some in-house training within our unit for a few weeks as well. And then we start to roll into the season. So I'm always looking for qualified candidates, but unfortunately, the process isn't as easy as it is in some places.
So
where
not for this year, but get their name in, go through the process next year.
And yeah, maybe, absolutely.
Maybe roll out next April.
And if the stars align, I might even get them out there for a few weeks this year. But it would definitely be later in the season.
Well, how many boats do you have, and where are they in the marina ready to serve?
So we have, I say six patrol boats, but we have more. So we have six boats that we put in the water. One is up in Priest Lake. And then we typically put one or two in the river, just depending on staffing levels and locations that I'm able to put them in, because I have to find a dock to dock them for the season. And then we keep a boat in the Windbag Marina at Sandpoint. We have a county dock over by the Hope Boat Launch in the Boat Basin. And then we have a boat down in Garfield Bay.
Okay.
So we try to have boats, even if I don't have staff to run all those boats every day, it's important for us to have boats that are staged around the county. So if we get an emergency, we can go to the closest boat and then go to people, because the response times can be pretty long. And it helps us. It's a whole lot faster to travel on the roadway to a boat than getting on a boat and taking it all the way from Sandpoint down to Bayview, for instance. It could take a long time.
Exactly.
Much quicker for us to go from Garfield Bay.
But you guys could get from Hope to Buttonhook a lot faster than our boat can. You guys have got some power out there when you push it on, right?
They're good boats, but they're not incredibly fast. Depending on the conditions, most of our boats are 35 miles an hour or so.
Okay.
But we have a couple that will get up a little higher. But we're like anybody else. We're even lucky to do the daytime speed limit in most cases of 50 miles an hour. So,
what is the daytime speed limit?
50 miles an hour on the lakes and the Pend'Oreille River is the typical speed limit. There are some differences on some of the other rivers, the Pack River, Priest River, Clark Fork, but typically it's 50 miles an hour during the day and 25 at night.
Okay, and I was just going to say, and what at night? Yeah. Let's review kind of the list of things, the services that you offer. Let's start with, because we were just talking about it before we went on the air, boating classes. What do we have going on with that?
Sure. So we really encourage people to attend boating classes. We teach free classes several times throughout the season. We started back in April, and we have several more that are scheduled here coming up. I have one actually this coming Saturday on the 17th of June up in Priest Lake. One of the things I did a couple years ago is we started to schedule classes around the county and try to take the message to people instead of them having to come all the way to Sandpoint to get the education. And so we did a class earlier this year in Priest River, and that was well attended. We've offered one in Clark Fork, but we've yet to have anybody sign up out there. So Clark Fork people, if you want some boating education, we'd love to do a class out there and get that message out to everyone. And then, we have our Priest Lake, which obviously is a long way to go. In addition to that, I've got three more classes here at the Sheriff's Office in Sandpoint, one on June 24th, one on July 8th, and our last one for the season is scheduled for August 5th. That said, if anybody is interested in hosting a boating safety class, if you want to do one for your employees at your business, or you have a group of people at church or school or wherever, whatever group you have, if you can get us a handful of people, we will come and teach a class for you.
So what's a handful? 8? 10?
I will literally do a handful. You give me 5 and we'll be there. It just depends. The message is more important than the people. So as long as it's more than just a couple, I will pay somebody to go out there and teach that class
because
it's
so important to get the good message out. That is so important because, I don't know why people, we understand having to go through driver training to drive a car, special commercial training to drive a truck, but somehow boating, just people think they can get in. I'm telling you, my husband and I boated for so many years, and when you get that storm pushing you away from the dock, you need to know what you're doing. You need to know who has the right of way. You just need to know certain things. You don't have to know every knot, though I did learn some. That U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, they make you tie every knot in the world. But anyway, it's so important, isn't it, Doug? I mean, it's really a different whole. There are no brakes on a boat.
It really is. Understanding the rules of the road, what you should do when you're approaching another vessel, which direction you should move so everybody does it safely. I was fortunate enough to attend an advanced boating accident investigation class this just a few months ago, and it really highlights that boats are not designed for occupant safety. Cars have seat belts and crumple zones and the ability to withstand rollovers and all of these things, and boats just don't have those things. And so when you have a multi-boat accident, there's a really good chance that it's going to be severe. And the instructors were showing us incident after incident that were happening at 25 miles an hour that ended in a fatality.
You hit a wave wrong with a little bit of speed. You smack it and hit. You can bounce people out of the boat, especially kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about flotation devices. What's required on the boat and kids?
Sure. So as far as what's required, any time that the boat's underway, everybody has to have, there has to be enough life jackets on the boat for everyone that's in the boat. And it needs to be properly sized for them. So just because you have 10 people in your boat and you have 10 life jackets, if you got 10 adults in there and you've got the toddler life jacket, that one doesn't count, right? It has to be able to fit on people. They have to be easily accessible. And what we prefer is that they're on because the life jacket's not going to do you any good if it's in a compartment in the boat somewhere and you get ejected into the water.
Yep.
You're not going to be able to get to the boat and get that on. So wearing something that is on you, especially when the boat's underway, is really critical. I encourage people to think about inflatable life jackets. They're not so intrusive. You can just wear them around your neck while you're moving around the lake or on the river. And there's even automatic inflators. So if you're knocked out of the boat and that it's submerged in water, it will automatically inflate. So you don't have to worry about it, especially if you're knocked unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
They're not designed. Those aren't designed to necessarily roll you over. So your face will be out of the water, but it might just get you on the surface long enough for somebody to get back to you and be able to pull you out of the water and get your face out of the water in time.
That is really important because at this time of year, how cold is the water now, Doug? Because you can hit that cold water and you are immediately weakened.
Right. So last time I was out last week was high 60s, but that's on the surface. You don't have to go very far down before it starts to cool it off pretty quick. And it'll start coming up. But, you can get hypothermia in water 70 degrees and below and within a few hours. And so you know, even though the water seems warm, if you're knocked out of your boat and you're in the water for an extended period of time, you can easily begin to feel those effects of hypothermia. Muscles will start to cramp up. You won't be able to move, which means you can't tread water, and ultimately might drown. So it's just so important to have that life jacket on. So when you actually need it, it's already on you.
It's there, and especially that automatic, it inflates automatically. That could be a really good investment.
For sure, and especially if you have children, you know, where they might not be able to get in the water and then inflate it. But anybody who's knocked unconscious when they go in the water won't be able to pull that tab even on an inflatable. So I just really encourage people to think about the types of life jackets are out there, when they would actually use them in a bad situation.
Exactly. You know, I'm really glad that you talked about, it's the biggest thing about hypothermia, or is the lack of muscle control. I think people don't understand. You're not just cold. Literally, you cannot move your limbs after a while. And if it's really cold and it's early in the season, like March, and you're just messing around the dock and you fall in, this happened to my brother years ago. He thought he could climb up. He literally could not get himself out of the water. Mm-hmm. And had there not been other people, this was early March, and he was getting his sailboat, you know, the way you do. And there happened to be another person. And that was it. That person literally had to haul him out, and it wasn't easy because Jim couldn't help him at all.
Right. Yeah. So, and that, then on top of exhaustion, I mean, all of those things combined. But we actually had a deputy a couple of seasons ago now that came across two people who were floating in the middle of Priest Lake. Their canoe had capsized and had sunk. It was just a little bit of the tip bobbing out of the water. And fortunately for them, they had life jackets on, and yep, he saw them out there in the middle of the lake, late in the day. And, you know, if they had spent the night out there and nobody saw them, cause it was tail end of the boating season, there wasn't a lot of people out there. They probably, you know, would have had a really rough night and may not have made it through the evening. So, just so important to give yourself the chance to survive.
Exactly. All right. We have a lot more coming your way, so don't go anyplace. We'll be right back.
It's an all-American sale at an all-American store in an all-American city. Runge Furniture in Coeur d'Alene celebrates summer with a store-wide sale. Everything is on sale. Everything. All flex steel upholstery is marked down. Get excellent quality, custom fabric options, blue steel spring construction, and guaranteed low prices.
It's always a good idea.
It's a great time to buy flex steel during Runge Furniture's all-American sale. 303 Spokane Avenue in Coeur d'Alene, between 3rd and 4th Street.
The savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest membership savings book, posted online at Bi-Mart.com. There's 16 pages of store-wide savings. Enjoy your next adventure for less. Bi-Mart has you covered in sporting goods. Plus, find everything you need for your lawn and garden and patio needs, including everything Dad wants for Father's Day. Save now at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
Tell somebody.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercial.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for Frosty Time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, everyone. Welcome back in. We have got it going on today with Lieutenant Doug McGeechee. He is with the Sheriff's Division, the Sheriff's Department. No, Bonner County Sheriff's Marine Division. I'm going to get that right. And he's the commander, so I better get it right. We're so glad to have you here. And we were talking on the break about a float plan, which I hadn't really zeroed in on. But thinking of those two canoeists, or the two people in Priest Lake who had capsized their canoe, they needed somebody back home who knew their float plan.
Right. So we call it filing a float plan, but really all it is just letting someone know, friends, family, someone that you can contact, where you're going, where you're launching from, where you're going to head to, how long you expect to be out, and when you expect to be back.
Yeah.
And that way, if you don't come back, there's number one, somebody that can let us know that you're out there still and might need help. And it gives us a starting point to go out and begin looking for you and make sure that you're okay and make sure you don't need any help. So really important, especially when you consider that not every place on our waterways has cell service. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't carry radios with them. So you get out there and you break down or something worse happens, you may not have a way to contact help.
I can't imagine being out on the water without a radio. That doesn't make sense to me. You really need to be able to contact marinas, other boaters, and hear other boaters that may be in distress so you can go and help them.
Absolutely. So a lot of people do not carry radios with them, but we do encourage them to carry a marine radio. All of my sheriff boats, when they're out on the water, monitor channel 16 and constantly listen to that radio traffic. In addition, the Bonner County Dispatch Center listens to channel 16 as well. Okay. And Kootenai County Dispatch Center listens to channel 16. So if you're anywhere, especially on Lake Ponderay or the Ponderay River, you have a really good chance of reaching a sheriff's boat or dispatch. Priest Lake's a little more challenging, but our boat monitors it up there, and hopefully there's other boaters up there that have the radio as well. But a critical piece of equipment to help make sure that you can get the help you need.
Well, I'm sure that'll come up in your safety classes that you were talking about. Boating classes, but what I want to say is safety inspections, that having a radio, having the right kind of flotation devices will come up when you guys do a free safety inspection on a boat, right?
So the safety inspections focus on required equipment, and a radio is not required. So it could be a side conversation. We do absolutely talk about it in our boating safety classes. And also remind people that channel 16 is a hailing channel, not a conversation channel.
Exactly.
So keep it open for people who need to get a hold of someone else or who need help. Yes, we also do provide free boating inspections where we talk about some of the required equipment you need to have on your vessel as well.
Right. And it's free. And when you find things that may not be up to code or the way it's supposed to be, they're not going to get a ticket. They're just going to be told you need to do this, right?
So it depends. I'll give you the lawyer answer.
You're not going to give him a pass on this one?
No. It definitely depends. So in most cases, no. What our goal is compliance. So if we contact you at a dock or a marina, a boat launch and we do a safety inspection. Our goal is to make sure that you don't go out on the water without the stuff that you need.
Oh, okay.
In particular, life jackets, sound producing device, fire extinguisher if required, those types of things. If we stop you for a violation out on the water and we do a safety inspection and you don't have enough life jackets or other important safety equipment, you might receive a citation. So, it's really important to make sure you know what you need to have on your boat and make sure you carry it. And we're happy to do those safety inspections, for you. We'll come to you and do them, once we, get the season rolling here next week. You know, deputies can come out if your boat's in the water. If you see us out there, you can certainly ask for one, and we're happy to go through that because that really is the goal, is to get compliance.
You know, one of the issues, just to get right to it, is DUIs on the water. And, you know, people want to have fun at summertime. They may have beer on board. But the skipper, the captain, is the one who needs to be safe and sober. What are the penalties for operating a vessel under the influence?
Sure. So, boating under the influence is a major problem, and just like on the roadways. And fortunately, we don't see as much of it here as other places do. But we do know that, people like to go to restaurants, or have a drink in their cooler. And it is legal to drink while boating, but it is not legal to be intoxicated while boating. And people also have to recognize that they can be significantly influenced or affected by the alcohol when they're out on the water. Being in the sun, oftentimes dehydrated, alcohol can have greater effects on you than it might have otherwise. So if you're found boating and you have a blood alcohol content over 0.08, you can be arrested. If you're arrested, your boat could be impounded, which would not be a good experience either. And then, you know, the penalties are up to the court to decide. Even worse, just like on the roadway, if you're involved in an accident of some sort, whether it's your fault or not, and people are injured or killed while you're boating under the influence, you can be charged with felony criminal negligence and potentially spend time in prison. And that's really what we want to avoid, is, you know, we're trying to avoid those injuries and deaths that happen on the water when people are impaired, just like when they're on the road.
Exactly. And that is such good and true advice. We had such a terrible accident last year, at least one I'm thinking of. How's it been going so far this year? Has it been still calm pretty early in the season?
So we did have a terrible accident last year, this year so far we're doing okay. We've already had a boat fire this year, so those things do happen on occasion with electrical issues and fuel issues, but no other serious accidents, fortunately, and we're definitely hoping that we keep it that way.
Exactly. That's why the boating classes, the safety inspections, and really being aware of, you know, the dangers of alcohol in any kind of a responsible situation, but driving a boat, is that the right, you know, driving a boat, or am I, what, captaining a vessel? What am I doing?
Operating, well, we'll call it
operating a vessel, all right. But under the influence, we just don't want that. It's dangerous for you and your family and for others.
Absolutely. Go out, have a wonderful time on the water, enjoy yourself, and then save the cool adult beverages for when you get home. Everybody will have a lot more fun and be safe out there.
You know, all of the shows I've been doing with Pondere Police and ISP and even the Chaplain Corps, it's always come up about how our population has increased. We have all these new people coming and driving, doing things and out on the water. So are you seeing that effect yet, too early in the season to say? And what are you seeing out there? Because we are definitely growing in population.
So, we certainly do have a lot of people that are out on the water, from other areas. we get a lot of Washington, Montana, and Canadian boaters that are not too far away and like to come here and enjoy our waters. A lot of people who keep boats here and then come in from those areas to operate their boats. So the biggest challenge that we always have here is that lack of mandatory education. And so if they're coming here because they don't have, they're boating here because they don't have to take a boating class here, where if they operate their boat over in Washington, they do, or Oregon, they do, there's always the potential for, injuries or accidents when people don't understand the rules.
Why don't we have mandatory boating education here required, just like a driver's license?
Sure. That's a state level political question. So I won't opine on that, but it does. I can tell you from the Marine law enforcement perspective, we hold a meeting every year, and Marine law enforcement officers and managers and supervisors from all over the state come together in Boise, and it's one of those topics that's always brought up. We recognize the importance of it, and so this is why we just really encourage people to give us a couple hours of your time. Let us help you understand the rules out there, so you can just go out there and be safe.
I wonder why our representative, since we have 119,000 boatable acres in Bonner County, why our representatives for District 1, our senator and our two state representatives, seat A and B, why they haven't picked this up, because they must know it from you. I hear it from you during when we have a conversation. They must know that you, as all of the commanders and the Marine Division people throughout the state of Idaho, want this, why they don't move on it.
So I've never had a conversation with them, so I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
I think it's always worth a good conversation to talk about the pros and cons of just making sure that people understand the rules of the road.
I talk to them all the time. I will mention it. I'll see. Not that I can, I don't know, have that much influence at all. All right, we're up against our last break. Everybody sit tight. We have a lot more to talk about with you.
Is your cabin overflowing with more stuff than you need? Are your pole barns bursting? Are you too hot and cranky to put on a yard sale? Mountain Traders is here to help sell your goods and cool you off with a great dish of ice cream. Mountain Traders can sell everything from your trucks, RVs, furniture, books, tools, appliances, even your furry and feathered friends. Located on Highway 95 in Elmira, just 10 miles north of Sandpoint. Visit mountaintraders.net.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids. But I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk Talkin'. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Lowe's knows the best deals for dad. That's why this Father's Day, you can shop our best gifts from the brands he loves for less. Help dad power his next big project by getting him a Kobalt 24-volt max drill kit, now only $89. And save up to 40% on select tools and accessories. Shop Father's Day deals today, in-store and online. Lowe's knows dads. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Hey there, everyone. Thanks for being with us today. I sure appreciate it. We've got a great guest. He is Lieutenant Doug McGeechee. He's with the Bonner County Sheriff's Marine Division. And oh my goodness, how we love to be out on the lake and having fun. But there are rules. And the more you know, the more fun you'll have because you'll know how to operate that vessel and keep yourself and your family and your guests safe and happy. So let's talk about flotation devices again, Doug. How does that work for non-motorized craft?
Well, thanks, Barbara. That's actually one of the problems that we see quite a bit when we stop and talk to people that are out there on stand-up paddle boards or kayaks. There are a few things that those folks need to have with them. And so everybody has to have a life jacket with them. It doesn't necessarily have to be on unless they're 14 or younger. But it does. They do need to have it with them on the paddle craft, as well as a sound-producing device. And an invasive species sticker. So those are the three things that are required on those craft. So we see that pretty commonly. Obviously, again, the life jacket is best served if you're wearing it and not just strapped to your board or your kayak, because trying to put those on in the water can be really, really difficult.
That sounds like almost impossible. You got it strapped on the board, now you're down in the water. You got to get it off and on.
Right, which can be pretty challenging. And again, a lot of people don't realize how hard that can be. So I just encourage people to give that a try sometime. You know, try to put your life jacket on while you're in the water. It's not easy. And then making sure that you have some way to call for help if you get stuck out there, and that's what the sound producing device is for. So a simple whistle suffices. We hand out whistles all summer long. The state Parks and Recreation provides those for us, and we talk to people all the time and give those out. If you show up at the water and you forgot your life jacket at home, there's life jacket rental stations all over the county. Grab one for the day, use it, and then we just ask you to put it back for the next person. If you see one of those rental stations that's looking a little rough, some of those life jackets are looking a little rough, you can give me or the county Parks and Waterways manager a call, and we'll make sure we get new ones out there as well.
That's awesome.
I want to make sure those are available for everybody.
You know, one of the things you mentioned about for kids under 14, so if you're thinking like a double kayak, an adult and then a child, you know, the adult maybe can say, well, I don't want to put my flotation on, but this kid, 14 and under, they must have that flotation device on.
That's correct. Any child under the 14 years or younger on a vessel 19 feet or less needs to wear a life jacket when that vessel's underway. So that includes motorized and non-motorized craft.
Okay.
So basically any kayak and paddleboard that's out there, as well as those smaller boats, those children need to have that life jacket on.
Listen, canoes and kayaks, to me, I'm thinking you would definitely want it on. They tip over. I know they, if you know what you're doing, they don't tip over, but they do tip over. And so you need to be prepared.
I can attest that it absolutely does tip over. Maybe I just don't know what I'm doing yet. But also, you know, a lot of people see that as a pretty benign activity. But about half of our drowning deaths in Idaho every year are related to non-motorized craft.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it really is important to know those rules, know those safety rules, and follow them for your own safety and the safety of your children and loved ones.
Indeed. You also mentioned that they need to have an invasive species tag or sticker, as do the larger motorized craft also coming in. Tell us about that.
Sure. So any boat that's not registered in Idaho needs an invasive species sticker. If your boat is registered in Idaho, it includes that. So you don't need the sticker as an add-on. But that includes any paddle craft that aren't registered, as well as any out-of-state boats. And so you can The easiest way to do it is online. It's super simple. You go through the Idaho Parks and Recreation website. You can order it. They'll send you a confirmation receipt so you can go out on the water right away. As long as you can show us proof that you have it, you'll be fine. Put it on your craft once you get the sticker. And then that helps to support those boat check stations that we have that are trying to keep those invasive species out of our waters.
You know, you have such good information, and we're only really touching, you know, we're just moving from topic to topic. We're not digging in too far. And so you said earlier that if there's a group of people listening and they're boaters or they know people that are boaters, they can form a group, 5, 6, 7, whatever, and call you, and they can organize a boating class for them so they can ask these questions themselves and they can make sure their boat have what they need and that they know what they need to do and get started on this.
Absolutely. Yeah, we would love to go out and have a conversation with anyone who would have us to talk about boating safety so we can make sure everybody's safe out there.
Well, so what's the number? How do they get in touch with you the easiest? Just go to the sheriff online on the website for the sheriff's department?
So they can call the sheriff's office and just ask to be transferred to me, whether it's the front office or dispatch. But my direct line is area code 208-263-8417. That's the number of the sheriff's office. And my extension is 3124. They can also send us an email at marine@bonnercountyid.gov. And that email address actually goes to my two sergeants and I. And so if you have any questions or would like to put together a class, just get in contact with us. We will figure out dates that we can support that, and we will make that happen.
That is so good. That is just excellent. You guys are such good guys.
We try. And gals.
And gals, too. Exactly. So lots of different ways to get in touch with Doug and his team. You can just go call the sheriff's department, and they'll transfer you to the Marine Division and to them. 263-8417. That is the sheriff's number. Extension 3124 for the Marine Division. One of the things that I want you to review again are the classes coming up. You've got a class this weekend for Priest Lake people.
Correct. So up in Priest Lake at the Groomer and EMS building just outside of Coolin, we're having a class on the 17th. It starts at 9 a.m. We just ask that people either call that number that I just gave you or email us at that email address and let us know you're coming. Because if nobody shows up to the class, then we'll cancel it, obviously. But if we know people are coming, we will absolutely be there to host that. So it'll be at that building this Saturday. And then we also have classes coming up here at the Sheriff's Office in Sandpoint on June 24th, July 8th, and August 5th.
All right. And June 24th is next week. That's coming up next week.
Yeah. We try to get as many classes in before the boating season as we can, because we know people don't want to spend a Saturday cooped up inside for, you know, 5 hours or so, 4 or 5 hours to take this class. So we actually tried to do an evening class this year, but that didn't really grab any traction. So probably give that a try again next year. But we're happy to do them in the evening times. We will do whatever it takes to get that message.
That is awesome. So let me see if I remember that website. It's marine@bonnercountyid.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. I remembered it. I passed the test. My memory is not all the way gone. So you talked about recruiting deputies and kind of the cycle for that. What about volunteers? Do you receive and accept volunteers?
So the sheriff's office does have some volunteers that work in the office. I don't have any volunteers in particular. If someone had a specific skill set that they were looking to help with, I certainly would entertain that. But I can't use volunteers to do, for instance, safety inspections. The state requires that those are done by a deputy. And so I'm limited to just having my deputies do those, even though I would love to have volunteers or even people who aren't interested in becoming a sworn deputy at boat launches talking to people. But unfortunately, we're limited by that.
Right. Plus, they have to have the background check and have the knowledge and the skills and everything.
They do. Yeah. Certainly our biggest volunteer contingency, though, is search and rescue. And so I'll just do a quick plug for them. Yes. You know, really, really great unit that we have in the sheriff's office. All volunteer, led by a deputy in the office, and you know, they go out there, and so including people that we might be searching for out on the water, they're always there to help go out and look for folks, and that's a great way to get involved if you're interested in that kind of thing.
Yet another program coming my way. Thank you for that. All right, that's it. That's as much time as we have on this great, great topic. Doug McGeechee and your team, thank you so much. We just honor you and appreciate you, all that you do.
Thanks, Barbara. It really is our pleasure. We really enjoy being out there to help people, and we look forward to another safe summer.
I know. You guys get, your job is boating. I don't know how I didn't get this figured out many, many years ago.
Well, we are hiring, so.
All right, everyone. Thanks for being with us. Come on back next week. We're going to take a little break from our law enforcement first responders. There's a new medical service in town, and they want you to know about it. It's kind of a concierge program for you and your family. All the details and all the costs next week. Don't miss it. Until then, this is Barbara saying, take care of yourselves out there, especially on the water, and may God richly bless you, my friends.